This is Mark Sandy. I'm chief economist of Moody's Economy.com. I'm here today to talk to you about my new book, Financial Shock. It's a look at the current financial crisis that we're in that began just about a year ago in July of 2007. The book is an attempt to explain as clearly as possible how we got into this mess, and I thought I'd take a few minutes and talk about one aspect of the book, and that is house prices. Obviously, one of the fundamental reasons for the current financial mess is the ongoing slide in the housing market and in housing values across the country. Just to give you context, house prices nationwide have been falling just about 2 years. The peak was the spring 2006 selling season. Since that time, national prices have declined just about 15%, and that's unprecedented. You'd have to go all the way back to the Great Depression to find a time when prices have fallen so significantly. It's also a unique period in that the price declines are very broad-based across many parts of the country. Obviously, very sharp declines in prices in places like California and Arizona, Nevada, Florida, Long Island, New York, Rhode Island, Michigan, Ohio. But nearly three-fourths of the nation's over 380 metropolitan areas are now experiencing consistent price declines, year-over-year price declines, and that is unprecedented. And it is a very significant weight on the economy. Obviously, people are less wealthy. In fact, that 15% decline translates into approximately $3 trillion in lost household wealth. And when people feel less wealthy, they're less willing and able to go out and spend money. And, of course, that's evident in today's retail environment and one of the reasons why I think the economy is in recession. Also, it's a big problem for the financial system. Many investors have bought mortgage securities and other mortgage-related assets. And with the price declines, that's resulting in rising delinquencies and defaults, and it's undermining the value of those securities. And that's one of the reasons why the financial system is so unsettled. And, for example, even to this day, we're seeing problems in institutions like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So it shows you how deep the problems are. So the question is, how much more of this are we going to have to struggle through? How further are prices going to decline and over what period? And it's my sense that we'll see prices fall for about another year. So prices have declined for 2 years. I think we'll see prices decline through the end of 2008 into the spring 09 selling season, and they'll fall an additional 10%. So nationwide, prices from their peak to their trough, from spring 06 to spring 09, will have fallen 25%, one-fourth the value of homes wiped out. In places like California and Florida, the price declines will be 35 to 40% when it's all said and done. So very significant. So why the price declines? Why further price declines? Most fundamentally, it's just there's too much inventory. The number of vacant homes that are for sale now total 2.25 million units. In a normal, well-functioning market, you always have inventory. A good market would have been 2004. At that time, there was 1.25 million in vacant unsold homes. So about a million in excess units are out there for sale. And as long as there's that inventory out there, that's going to be a significant weight on pricing. The other problem for prices is valuation. They're still, despite the price declines that we've experienced, overvalued in the sense that housing is still unaffordable in many markets relative to people's incomes, and particularly relative to rents. I mean, people obviously have a decision to make whether to buy a home or to rent a home, and right now rents are very low relative to house prices, even, again, despite those price declines, so that's a very significant weight. For affordability to be restored sufficiently, for prices to fall back in line consistent with rents, we would have to see that 10% decline, that additional 10% decline. And I think if we get there, that will restore affordability sufficiently that it will prompt buyers to come back into the market. The first-time buyers will realize that they now have an opportunity. Housing is affordable again, particularly relative to their incomes and rents, and we will see them step back into the marketplace. The other reason for a bit of optimism is that government lender, the FHA, is now providing a lot more mortgage credit. For people who can't get a regular mortgage loan from their friendly banker, the FHA is there to help, and they've been empowered by Congress and the administration to extend out more credit, and I think they are going to become even more aggressive going forward, and that should be very helpful. Now, let me end it this way. You know, as an economist, it's always hard to end on a positive note, and I won't. The risks are clearly on the downside, and that's made very evident from the recent travails at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They're very important to the mortgage market and housing market. If they do have significant problems with capital and are unable to extend out new loans and insure loans, then we're not going to see enough mortgage credit. Home sales aren't going to pick up, and those house price declines are going to be more significant. So it's very important that Fannie and Freddie can get their proverbial financial house in order, that Congress and the administration continue to pursue policies to try to help stem the downdraft in housing values and shore up confidence in institutions like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. We'll absolutely positively need that to ensure that the price declines end in the spring of 2009, as I anticipate. Now, I want to thank you very much. This is my first podcast. Hope to do more in the future. Hopefully you found it of some value, and that you'll find the book, Financial Shock, of value as well. Thank you very much.